Greg Louganis was an Olympic star diver who won gold medals in both the 1984 and 1988 Summer Olympic Games. A year before the 88 Games in Seoul, South Korea, Louganis came out as a gay man. In 1995, he revealed in his autobiography that he was also HIV positive. On this day before World AIDS Day, WMNF spoke to Greg Louganis, who was speaking about the virus as a representative of Medco, a drug manufacturer. We asked about the medication he's been on since learning he had the virus back in the late 1980s.
Initially, when I was diagnosed, they put me on AZT. My doctors wanted to treat me very aggressively, so I was put on AZT right away. Of course, that was the only drug that was available to us as far as treatment. So I went on AZT. You know, since then, I mean, there's a lot of changes to the treatment in HIV. Where they do have the protease inhibitors and, like you said, the the antivirals and that sort of thing attacking the virus. So, I've been very fortunate that I take my meds in the morning and in the evening and go about my business of living. I'm not an expert in pharmacy or really healthcare. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I leave the doctoring to the doctors and the pharmacy to the specialist, pharmacists that, are looking after me.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this, and certainly it seems like, and this goes with healthcare in our country anyway, it's sometimes a case of haves and have-nots when it comes to medication, and in many cases some of these drugs can be expensive, and it certainly helps if one has health insurance. You've obviously, I think, been okay in doing this, but do you see, when you look at, people affected by AIDS in this country, the disparity in terms of, getting the right access to the right drugs?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, it's difficult. There are programs, state and local programs that people can look into as far as getting their medications.
You've participated in drug studies over the years. Has that been rough at times?
Yeah, I've done a lot of studies at UCLA, and some of them were double-blind tests, which is you don't know if you're on medication or not, so you just kind of... I've learned that it's really an emotional roller coaster, because a lot of times you don't know if you're on medication, you don't know, if you're on placebo. It's real up and down. I don't know that, it's for everybody, but at least I can, tell the doctors and the nurses and the people in the study how I'm feeling, what types of reactions I might be having to the medications, and also it'll benefit others. So being the human guinea pig, as it were,
We're speaking with Greg Louganis, considered one of the world's greatest divers, five-time world champion and five-time FINA World Cup champion. Greg Louganis, of course, when you came out and announced that you had AIDS, and that's still kind of a big deal in America in 2007. It certainly was back when you came out, as it were. Do you find, Greg, in our culture here in America, how far this country has come in terms of gay rights? We did have a Democratic presidential debate earlier this year, relayed on gay-themed issues. But what do you think we are with gay rights and dealing with things like AIDS here in 2007?
Well, we've come a long way. We've got a lot further to go. Much of the religious right is very, very organized and have a lot of money behind them, and so, we're faced with that. There's a lot of complacency, around the world, whether it be HIV, surrounding HIV and AIDS, because of the headway that they've made, people living longer, with HIV, but there's still people dying. Same thing with gay rights. We're not asking for special rights. We're asking for rights, human rights. It's a tough battle. I mean, because a lot of times when it comes to battles like this, it comes down to money.
Tomorrow is, of course, World AIDS Day. Is there any particular message or anything that you'd like people to take out of, if they could take a minute tomorrow to think about AIDS going on throughout this entire world?
Probably the most important thing is get tested. If you don't know, there's a lot of people walking around, with the HIV virus that don't know it. So, arm yourself with information and the facts. Get tested. and act responsibly, and take care of your fellow human being.